as of the publishing of this story at 5:53 p.m. On January 29, Michael Vignini was still missing and police had yet to locate the vehicle he was believed to have been driving. The Ward 2 representative on Greater Sudbury City Council was reported missing to police during the evening of Saturday, January 27. Vignini is described as 62 years of age, male, white, 5'11" tall, 260 pounds, with short, black hair and an unshaven face. He was last seen wearing a bright yellow hooded sweater, green pants and black running shoes. He was driving a black 2021 Ram 1500 truck, Ontario license plate BK22178. The truck's passenger side tail light is broken. Michael Vignini's truck, which GSPS are asking people to keep an eye out for. Image. Facebook. Michael Vignini's truck is pictured with a broken passenger side tail light. Image. Facebook. Vignini was last seen in the area of Regional Road 55 and McCharles Lake Road, between Whitefish and Naughton. Vignini requires medications, but has none with him, according to the initial GSPS media release, which notes, as a result, he may appear confused or disoriented. Family and police have reported being concerned for his well-being. Vignini's intended destination is unknown. The Sudbury Freedom Convoy Group posted an image of Vignini on Facebook on Saturday from their weekly protest outside of Bell Park, in which he was seen wearing the yellow hooded sweater described by police. Michael Vignini is pictured with members of the local Freedom Convoy movement outside of Bell Park on Saturday, wearing the yellow sweater he was described by Greater Sudbury Police Service as last being seen in. Image. Sudbury Freedom Convoy. GSPS has been searching for Vignini, while a parallel search has been taking place involving multiple community members concerned for his well-being. Numerous people reported on social media that they've been driving around Greater Sudbury in search of Vignini and his truck. Police have brought out a drone to assist in the search, alongside the search and rescue team and the Rural Community Response Unit. They have been and continue to extensively search the Walden, Lively, Naughton and Whitefish areas. However, there have not been any confirmed sightings of Michael or the vehicle, according to their latest media release, issued at 4:33 p.m. on Monday. GSPS also note that Vignini is believed to have been driving his truck at the time he went missing and was likely mobile for quite some time before the incident was reported to police. In a recent Facebook message thanking people for their help in trying to locate Vignini, his partner, Janie Gallipo, noted that Vignini does not have his cell phone with him. An image of Michael Vignini provided by Greater Sudbury Police Service. Image. GSPS. The following is the known timeline of events. Friday evening, on Friday night, Vignini posted on Facebook that he was looking into purchasing a fire truck and water rescue craft for Beaver Lake. Saturday, daytime. At some point during the day, Vignini posed for a photo with Freedom Convoy protesters during their weekly gathering outside of Bell Park. Saturday evening. Vignini was reported missing to GSPS. Sunday, noon. GSPS issued their first media release indicating that Vignini is a missing person, prompting numerous community members to begin their own searches. Greater Sudbury Police Service has requested the public's help in locating Vignini, and have asked that anyone with information on his or his truck's whereabouts to phone 705-675-9171.